You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Emily Nothumb is a Belgian writer who was born in Japan and has lived all over the world, from China and Bangladesh to the United States. She's been a major figure on the French literary scene for over a decade, winning the French Academy's prestigious Grand Prix for the novel in 1999. And she joins me now to talk about one of her newest works, Tokyo Fiancé, which has been translated by Alison Anderson and published by Europa Editions. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I said one of your newest works. You never know whether the book that's been translated is the most recent one or whether there are three others that are in French and are waiting to be translated.
It is not the latest one, because it's true that I publish a new book every year, and I write much more, as I am now writing my 65th novel. But don't be afraid, I shall never publish all that.
You've written 65 novels. Some of them, I assume, if you're not going to have them published, simply to figure out how to do certain things?
Yes, sometimes. But most of the time when I write a novel, I just don't know why I'm writing it. I'm just pregnant with it, and there's no other solution than writing it. It's after I wrote it that sometimes, but not very often, I want to share it with the audience and I publish it.
Well, it's interesting that you were pregnant with it. So did it take 9 months to write?
No, it's shorter. It's 3 months.
Really? You write a novel in 3 months?
Yes, but it's very short novels, as you can notice.
Well, you've written this novel as a memoir.
Yeah.
It's about what happened, I'm assuming, some degree based on your own life.
It's 100% true story.
Oh, so why is this not a memoir instead of a novel?
Well, I have a very large definition of a novel. For me, novel, you know, in French, it's roman. The meaning of roman is written in a vulgar language, so I think I assume this definition at all. I do assume it. So for me, it's not no matter if it's true or not true. It's you put it in words, you try to write with style, so I call it a novel.
And you, of course, your narrator's name is Amelie, yours.
Yes.
She gets involved with a Japanese man. Did you give him his true name?
His Rin true Rin? Name, yes.
Now, your parents are Belgian diplomats, or were, and you spent the first, 5 years of your
yes.
life in Japan?
Yes.
Were you there long enough to get a real sense of Japan and Japanese culture?
Oh, yes, because I am the kind of person obsessed by the smaller childhood, and I remember all my life since I'm 2.5. You know, I even wrote a novel called, who was translated in English, called The Character of Rain. It is my autobiography from 0 to 3. So you see, I am that kind of person. These years were the most important for me, and it made me partly Japanese.
When you write about your life between 0 to 3, do you write it in the voice of somebody who is 3 years old, or do you write it as an adult?
I really wrote it trying to be that age again, but of course with a vocabulary that I didn't have at that period. But I believe so strongly in writing that only by writing I could go further than my souvenirs, and I could cross the border of 2.5 and find again the feeling of being a baby.
So here you returned to Japan
yeah.
in 1989. Did you still have some Japanese language skills?
Oh, I know that I kept them, but as I didn't use them for more than so many years, I know it's far in my brain. But if I would stay 2 weeks in Japan, it would be activated again.
Even though Japanese is so different from European
languages.
It's
extremely different, but my two first languages as a small child were French and Japanese. I was not sure that it was a different language at that time. So there's a huge presence of Japanese in my mind.
Your narrator, Amelie, obviously you, is hired by a Japanese college student to teach him French, and their relationship develops into a love affair. It's not always clear who is the teacher and who's the student in this relationship.
You are totally right, because I was supposed to be his French teacher, but he became very quickly my Japanese teacher. And then we learned from each other things even more important than language. as a love, respect, culture.
And as is to be expected, this includes a lot about the cultural misunderstandings that can arise under these circumstances between even the most committed lovers. Is it mainly because of the language differences, or is the culture of Japan so different from the West, even though it, on the surface it looks like it's so similar?
It is the most different culture on Earth, the most different of any other culture. But even though there's this, the love story was made interesting by this difference of culture, I think that having any kind of love affair with anybody, including people of your culture, it's already difficult, because it's already each person talks his language. Even you, if you think it's the same language, it is not. Love affairs are always language lessons, because you have to learn the language of the other one. But when you have a love affair with some Japanese guy, at least you know that you are not talking the same language.
But in Japan, the language is so much more complicated. I had a friend who was in Japan during the Korean War. He went there for R&R, and he met this woman, and they became friends, very close. And then she took him to dinner with her parents, and he was very proud of the Japanese he'd picked up, and he said, this is a delicious meal. And they were horrified, because he had spoken to them in a much more familiar way, though he didn't realize it.
Yes,
because he didn't have an insight into all the various aspects of the Japanese
language.
Yes,
the greatest difficulty in Japanese language is the politeness level. You always have to know in which level you are supposed to talk. This is extremely difficult, and most mistakes are done with that. But the grammar is quite easy.
When Amelie meets some of Rinri's friends for the first time, she knows that to meet someone and fail to talk about the weather is to betray a lack of manners. Yet she persists on trying to get to know these people better. Why? Is it just too frustrating for a Westerner to live by the Japanese rules?
Well, to live by the Japanese rules is extremely frustrating for any Western people. We are always so curious about each other. We want to know. So tell me things about you. The only person which I get to know a little bit was my lover. But you cannot have love with anybody. And I wanted to know all his friends, but it was totally impossible. There's really, you can feel the border.
Because they feel that asking personal questions is a little intrusive?
It's very rude. You are not supposed to know. And when you are rude, when you ask some indiscreet question, they just have this little kind of laugh that shows that you are very rude.
It's interesting that even though they're lovers, there's a certain formality in their relationship.
Yes.
Rinri insists on paying Amelie's teaching fee when they're out socializing with his friends.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks God he was very rich, so it was not a problem for him. But I felt very guilty, because I wasn't teaching him anything, and he paid me.
My guest is Amelie Nothomb. Her novel, Tokyo Fiancé, is published by Europa Editions. The book talks a lot about a particular Japanese word, koi.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It is not love. It is to like, you know. In Japan, people consider that to love, to tell to someone that you love him, is too much. Even if you feel love, it is too much to tell it. It's rude. It's only for literature, you know. In the real life, you will never use that word. So you use the word koi, which is to like. I like you.
And this is what husbands and wives would use when talking about their feelings for each other?
Yes. They will use a suki, which is I like you, I appreciate you. This is polite. But Rinri wanted to have a love affair with me, I think, because he wanted to escape this rule. And he wanted to have a love story with a French person, because French is the culture of love. In French, you're allowed to say, I love you, je t'aime. It would be impolite not to tell it, even if you don't feel it.
Well, that makes Henry sound very adventurous, but he's a rather traditional Japanese male, isn't he?
At the same time, he's very traditional, and at the same time, he's very adventurous. He was not the typical Japanese at all, but he was very polite, of a good family.
Now, you've also incorporated other aspects of the culture into this roman. I don't know what else to call it. I don't want to call it a novel because you didn't make it up. The educational system with its exams for preschool, the hierarchy of colleges from the most elite to train station universities.
Yeah. Well,
I never knew there were such things. The lax requirements regarding attendance and assignments. This is not the sort of thing we expect in a novel.
Well,
but you are teaching us a bit about
yes,
Japan.
Yes, I think for me the novel is the possibility to tell anything. It's absolute freedom. So, by the way, I tell some interesting information about Japan.
Well, this could also be called the education of Amelie.
Yes.
Are there many Westerners living in Tokyo?
There are several of them, but what is a pity is that most of them, they stay with each other. They don't really meet the Japanese people. You feel a huge racism through both sides. Japanese people are not always ready to meet the Westerners, and the Westerners are not always ready to meet the Japanese people. This is a pity.
But if I were to go to France, there's a good chance that in time I would develop French friends.
Yes.
But if the French were a little more xenophobic, then I would always feel like an outsider, and I probably only would stay with people who weren't rejecting.
You are totally right. The people. It's true that Japanese people are not that friendly with Westerners. But with some individuals, you can go further.
Well, it's interesting that they're not friendly with Westerners and at the same time have so embraced certain aspects of Western culture. I don't know whether it was as intense in 1989 when this novel takes place as it is now.
It's such a paradox. It's true that at the same time, they are so formal for some Westerners details, which we don't think so important. And at the same time, they stay totally Japanese and totally ununderstandable for us.
Now, you took a hike up Mount Fuji. Was it as intense and spiritual an experience for you as it would have been for someone who's Japanese?
I think it was even more intense for me because it is told in Japan that to become a true Japanese, you have to climb by yourself the Mount Fuji and to watch the sunrise from the top of Mount Fuji. So in order to become a true Japanese, which was my greatest aim, I climbed the Fuji. It was a wonderful physical experience and, of course, spiritual experience. And I watched the sun rise from the top of the Mount Fuji, and I screamed banzai with every other Japanese people. But unfortunately, I didn't succeed to become Japanese that way.
And then eventually left.
I escaped because that very Japanese charming boy wanted to marry me, and I was not ready for marriage.
Have any of the places you've lived in around the world felt most like home?
No. For so many years, I believed Japan would be my home.
Simply because you were born there?
Because I was born there and my first souvenirs were there. My nanny was Japanese. I loved her as much as my mother. When I had to leave her, it was for me a tragedy. But when I went back in Japan at 21 years old, after 16 years without Japan, I could finally find out that I was not Japanese. So I believe I'm from nowhere, which is perhaps a way of being Belgian.
Because Belgium is a country that where there are two languages and people, in fact, a country right now that seems to be in political chaos.
Since it's in political chaos, I feel even more Belgium because it's such a weak identity, so I feel from that country.
But you live in Paris.
Well, you know, Paris and between Paris and Brussels, it's only 1 hour and 20 minutes per train.
Uh-huh. Amelie Nothomb, her novel Tokyo Fiancé, is just out from Europa Editions. She is the author of numerous books, after all, as you say, written one a year, actually, in some cases taking her just months. They've been translated into over 15 different languages, and she's won many awards, including the French Academy's 1999 Grand Prix for the novel. I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.